Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You said, nah, everybody was, we don't want them to be speeding.
I told you, but I don't love that it happened when it happened, right?
12:30 at night.
It's a little bit different. Like, rush hour, you couldn't even really do it during rush hour, right? But daytime, there's just less cars. There's less cars on the road during certain parts of the day. At night, there's less cars on the road, but it's dark. Yes. And unfortunately, you have a lot of, you could have questionable people coming from bars, coming from restaurants, had too many people staring at their phone. That's where the judgment part, where I think Kevin Stefanski's probably not thrilled today.
Well, let's bring in Mary Kay Cabot. She joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as she does every Thursday. Mary Kay, you had an article that says hopefully it's his citation for 101 miles an hour is a huge wake-up call. Tell us why, Mary Kay.
Well, there's a number of reasons why I feel that way. And I think probably the first one is the fact that 100 miles an hour, which is 40 miles out over the speed limit at that time and place, is that's not just 10, 15, even 20, 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's pretty dangerous. And sure, maybe I sound like a get off my lawn type of person right now, but that's very significant in my mind, because we know that Myles Garrett learned a huge, huge lesson by going over the speed limit, losing control of his car, and really could have lost his life and could have killed his passenger had they not been wearing their seatbelts. So 40 miles over the speed limit at the time of morning or night, however you want to describe it, at 12:30 a.m. on a Tuesday, is just a very dangerous thing to do, first of all, for not just for you, but like you said, for whoever might possibly be in your path. So I think he's very, very lucky that he didn't hurt himself, or it seemed as though he was with someone in another car that was also speeding. I'm trying to figure that whole thing out. But they could have hurt each other significantly or someone else. And I just thought it was interesting that it also happened on the same day. You've got Henry Ruggs wishing he could turn back the hands of time. And of course, Henry Ruggs, you can't make an apples to apples comparison here, because Henry Ruggs was driving drunk, and that's different. That's vastly, vastly different. Shador Sanders was not impaired while he was driving, but still 100 miles an hour is 100 miles an hour. So that's the first thing, is just the dangerous aspect of it. And then the next thing is the fact that he's in rookie orientation. This did not happen in his hometown. This did not happen somewhere else. This happened when he was here on Cleveland Browns time. And they're watching everything these guys are doing on and off the field. This is someone that's embroiled in a four-way quarterback competition, and they're trying to see, can you handle everything that goes with being a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. So those are two of the reasons. And I just think that I think it is significant. I think it's something that the Browns are definitely going to have to address, and I think it's something that Shador is going to have to look at himself and ask him why at that moment in time would he make a decision like that.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Do we know, does the team, we've had so many instances of players over the years, even rookies, having various infractions, some far more severe than others. Do we know anything about how the team treats something like this, if at all?
Well, they declined comment yesterday, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will address it. They would have to. Like I said, again, he's in rookie orientation. So this was basically, he was on, you know, on the clock, not at that moment necessarily, but he was still here in a working Browns capacity. And it's just not a good look, if anything else. Not only is it not a good look and it brings negative attention to the Cleveland Browns and to himself at a time when he doesn't need negative attention brought upon himself, but he was working. You know, he's still here working, and he's still here fighting for that Browns quarterback job. And he's been doing a really, really nice job in the competition. And I had just written a couple of days ago or over the weekend how well he had done in the last 2 weeks of this competition, to the point where he had earned more reps, he had earned more 11-on-11s, and he's still part of that starting conversation. And does this change all of that? Probably not, but it's definitely something that will need to be addressed.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There's a forgotten quarterback in this competition, it seems. I mean, we've talked, boy, we had a big old Heyru with Kenny Pickett and his family member earlier this week and all that other stuff. And obviously we know Joe Flacco very well. Dylan Gabriel hasn't been spoken about. Have you talked to any players? You don't need to name names, but have there been any players who have told you or been any sources that have told you what the teammates think of Dylan Gabriel?
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because teammates are being asked a lot about Shador Sanders, but they're not being asked a lot about Dylan Gabriel. And if they were asked a lot about Dylan Gabriel, I think you would hear some of the very same things that you're hearing about Shador, because both of those guys have done a really, really nice job in this competition. And there wasn't a humongous discernible difference in their level of ability or talent during the OTAs or during the mandatory minicamp. So Dylan Gabriel also did a really, really nice job. And there are so many things that the Browns really like about him. And he's still firmly in the mix in this competition. Now, I do think ultimately it will come down to either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. But you can't count Dylan out either, as you cannot count Shador out right now. Again, I think those two guys will probably they'll probably take their time with them a little bit and give them an opportunity to learn and grow in at least the first half of the season. But Dylan's done a really, really nice job. And one of the reasons why is because he has one of those computer-like brains with tremendous, tremendous processing speed. And that's the thing about him. That's sort of his superpower. That's what the Browns really love about him.
Mary Kay Cabot with us right now. There was a conversation on our station yesterday in the afternoon, specifically about whether Shador Sanders is getting a legit shot here from the media, whether or not the media has actually been fair to the fifth round pick. Mary Kay, you're in the media. You're covering Shador. I feel like you have been nothing but fair. And in fact, you know, talking glowingly at times about Shador. So do you think that is off base, or have you seen maybe some of your colleagues, some of your rivals in the media? Have you seen any of this?
No, I don't think so. I think we've all been very, very fair about Shador, about all of these guys, really, for the most part. I don't think that that anyone's been negative about Shador. I think what I've tried to be is very realistic about Shador and paint the picture the way people need to see the picture, and that is, he's a fourth round pick. I mean, he's a fourth team quarterback right now, fifth round pick, obviously, but he's a fourth team quarterback right now who has not gotten any reps with the first team offense. Now that will change when they get into training camp, because now he's earned some of those reps through a really, really good performance from, let's say, from the snap to the end of the play. He has got great accuracy, nice touch on the ball, great ball placement, all of those kinds of things. The thing that they're working on, that the Browns have been working on with Shador, is bringing him up to speed in the early part of the play, and that is the pre-snap stuff. And it doesn't mean he's not going to get it fast, because he's working really, really hard, and he's got a very high football acumen. But he hasn't had to do some of these things before. And even when we asked Tommy Reese about calling the plays and doing all the things that you have to do pre-snap, he said it's a lot harder than you think. And I think that's what the issue has been, and why the Browns have sometimes worked with him over on a separate field, or made sure that he's doing what he needs to do to get that play called and to get the whatever else that they're doing with them right now pre-snap. Now, they're not doing everything that they're going to have to do pre-snap right now in terms of sliding protections and calling the motions and getting everything straight, but they have to do a lot, and they have to know the terminology and all that stuff. So that's the stuff where he had to sort of catch up or get up to speed. But he's coming up that learning curve very, very quickly. And I think I've just tried to paint the right picture here, or portray it accurately, instead of just really looking from snap to end of play, which he has excelled at. So I think people need to know the truth of what is going on. You can't really necessarily make these bold, sweeping proclamations right now about the fact that, you know, he looks better than anybody else in camp, and he's going to be the day one starter. Right now, I think that's a bit of a long shot, that he's going to be the day one starter. Doesn't mean he can't do it, but he would be coming from behind.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Mary Kay, I want to ask you this. I asked John Greco this. I've espoused my opinion on it. Is Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski this year, are they a package deal?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm going to say no. I don't think they're a package deal. I don't think they're a package deal, but I also don't think they're in any kind of trouble. So I don't even think it's a conversation that necessarily needs to be had, because when we talked to Jimmy at the owners meetings, he almost gave them a pass for this year based on the fact that they are still trying to figure out who their quarterback is. So I don't think they're evaluating them in terms of make or break type of season. I think they're looking at this a little bit more globally, like they've got these two first round picks next year. If they don't find their quarterback of the future in this bunch, they'll go out and try to get him next year.
Well, Mary Kay, like, so are they good no matter what then this year? Because I don't think they should start the season on the hot seat or anything like that. I don't think that that's how a proper team should think. But at the end of the year, you don't think about 6 years together and everything there and whether or not we trust each other or trust everybody to move forward. And maybe if it doesn't go well, find the next quarterback and coach him up properly.
Well, I mean, you can never guarantee anything. But like I said, I think the fact that everyone in the organization knows that there is at least one eye peeking at next year and this quarterback class to find that guy. I don't think that they are going to be under extreme pressure to win big this year in the event that they don't have their quarterback.
So when do we judge them on wins, a pro team? When do we judge a pro franchise on winning? Because if I can't, I mean, it's been 6 years, and I understand, like, there's definitely reasonable excuses for both Andrew and Kevin, if we want to break it down. But at some point, you know, fans are going to throw up their hands and go, okay, well, if I bring in a rookie, and then what, do I expect that rookie to win big that first year when we're just getting out from under Deshaun Watson's massive contract, and we, you know, we have other guys who are changing in there, like, is it putting too much on a rookie, and then am I putting him behind the eight ball if after the 2026 season we are moving on from Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, the guys who drafted that young man?
Well, how many teams can you point to, or how many coaches can you point to where they have won consistently and kept their job over a long period of time without a good starting quarterback? Maybe there are a few, but for the most part, the coaches who succeed and keep their jobs have a good quarterback to go along with that. So I think that's the name of the game for the Browns. I think they recognize that the Deshaun Watson experiment did not go well for them, obviously, and that they're looking for their next guy. And I just don't think that this year with this group of four quarterbacks that they're that they have great, great expectations to go super far into the playoffs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.